What's up, guys? All right. So as you guys know by now, a couple of days ago, I was picking up an order late at night and some punk kid looks like he rammed my car with his motorcycle or whatever. And obviously this area right here, as you guys can see, went in. Now, as you guys know, when I first noticed it, it was really bad. It went all the way in. So I took all of your advices, guys. I did the hot water. I even used brute force, where I actually used my hands to pull it out, you know. And I took the wheel off. I took a hammer inside and got it out. I mean, so far, guys, it actually came out pretty nice. I was really surprised what I can do with, like, brute force, hammer, and freaking really hot water. So as you guys can tell, there's a couple of depression in here. This area over here, guys, where my... Can you guys see it? Yeah, now you can. See? This area over here, it's still inside. Now, the question is, should I bother getting one of those plunger thingies and trying to move this out and trying to pull this out with a plunger? Or should I just go directly with sanding it, Bondo, and then simply, you know, get it ready for painting? That's really the question I have. So hopefully with the glare, you guys can see if, as you guys can tell, you know, it's not gonna be perfect. I'm really not looking for perfection, to be honest with you, at this point. It's just that this car, to me, is gonna be more of a project, you know. It's more of a project than anything else, to be honest with you. I mean, literally, it didn't cost me anything to pull this out. What you guys see here, literally, it didn't cost me anything at all, you know. I had a hammer. You know, I obviously had a tea maker that gave me the hot water. And of course, I used good old-fashioned brute force, you know, 240 pounds to pull this out. This area over there is pretty much perfect over there. I was able to pull this out last night. This one, I really wasn't able to pull it out by hand. I actually had to hammer it out. And it's still not perfect. I mean, over here, it's still depressed in here. But again, it's not perfect by any means. So the question is, guys, should I bother trying to get these depressions in there out to the plunger? That's question one. Should I go out, buy a plunger from Amazon, pour hot water, and try to pull it out? Or should I just go directly to sanding and Bondo, which obviously I'll have to do? So question number two is, all right, does this look good enough to you guys to be sanded and Bondo? Does this look acceptable to you guys right now? That's really the question I have. Is this acceptable to be sanded and put Bondo on it and eventually paint it? That's really the question I have. Now, if the answer is yes, so what do I need to do? Okay, so what would be the first step? Assuming this is good enough to be bonded, sanded, and what have you, what would be the first step? What would be the first step I need to do? Would I need to wet sand it? Do I just put Bondo on top of it? You guys let me know the steps I need to do from now until it's ready to be painted. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later and I'll keep you updated on how everything goes. All right, peace.